Hey, Michelle Cowan. Michelle, how do you feel about the last game of the season?
Yeah, I thought the girls finished off the season really well and really came to play in that fourth quarter as well. I thought the way that they started was exceptional and certainly put the foot down, which was really pleasing.
So you finished this game with the highest the Fremantle's done this season. How does it feel to finish on such a high note?
Yeah, it's really good. Our focus has continually been about the improvement within this group and continuing to have a growth mindset and want to be the best footballers that they can be. So, that was, the focus going into this game is continuous improvement, and it was good to see.
Who do you think played the best today?
I think it was quite a few girls contributing to the outcome of today's game. It was fantastic to see Kelly Gibson grab her opportunity, and you know she'll only continue to improve and get better as she gets more AFLW games under her belt for Fremantle, which will be great. I thought through the midfield and Dana Hooker and Cara Dinellan as well, and our wings really reliable, and you know Ebony Antonio had to get thrown around a bit. We had a couple of injuries throughout the game, so to see her just grab whatever role it was, whether it be through centre-half back, centre-half forward, or even through the ruck as we saw, her ability to adapt shows what a professional she is.
Evie Gooch was quite dominant at the back there. How do you think she played today?
Yeah, Evie was fantastic, and I think with the support of Leah Maskell, who had the task of going against Darcy Vessio, who we know aerially and at the ground level is a really dangerous player, and Port Maskell just does those 1%ers exceptionally well, and she's done that throughout the whole season. So, yeah, and you know, as a team defence unit, they're really tight.
Yeah. So it was quite a fierce game, lots of fiery contestants happening in there. How important was it for the girls to keep their composure during this time?
Yeah, really important. I think we saw in the third quarter, probably went away from a little bit of the discipline that we really pride ourselves on as a professional unit. But what I loved about it is the group regrouped and led by our leaders out there as well, and really, you know, let the football do the talking and let the scoreboard do the talking at the end.
So Hayley Miller looked like she got a bit roughed up, but then she came back again. How's she doing now?
Yeah, I took a really courageous contest there in the centre of the ground, and was ready to go in the fourth, and probably just some early cramping there, but yeah, she seems fine.
Overall, what did you think of the season?
Yeah, we have improvement, and that's certainly what we embarked on, and we'll just continue to do that. But we're really hungry at this footy club for sustained success, and we want to be a successful playing group and a successful football club. So we'll just keep building towards that. And overall, we're really happy with our season, happy with, I guess, the inclusions of some new talent onto our group, some exceptional people, and we'll look to keep building.
So to keep building, what are the improvements you're looking for next season?
Yeah, we'll make sure we just thoroughly review our entire season, our pre-season program, our in-season program, and also our playing list as well will be something that we go through. So we'll do that over the next coming weeks and look for the direction from the AFL where to with our playing list.
Thank you for your time. Have a good rest of the week.